The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Well, short show.
Go ahead. You didn't talk about what?
I didn't talk about anything having to do with my trip that went on at the end of July. I mean,
did you want to talk about that?
I don't think so. I think so much time has passed that I've lost the enthusiasm. If you really want to know about it, you'd have to go back to the bigfattyonline.com.
I was going to say you pretty much had a running commentary on his show with it.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You're so over it.
Never again. That's all I'll say.
Isn't that what you said? Never again?
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I've lost the enthusiasm about it. Big Fatty.
You're so over it.
Never again.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is F. Episode 4034 of the BFO for right the 21st of July 2023. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna talk about some quiz programs and maybe we'll have some voice letters. Daddy's Big Fatty, Fatty Daddy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're for right. It's going well. Y'all, you're daddies today because y'all, me and Granny and and probably Durwood, y'all, we are over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex for Daddy Days. Y'all, it's a fun weekend. Big Fatty went to it last year. You know, I'm the master of ceremonies, along with one of the Pwn stars that puts all the inappropriate swimming hole, the vulgar cement pond parties together. He's there, and y'all, it's just fun. I run around with him around the pool and with the micro hoist. Yes, Big Fatty, they always have the biggest mouth on the micro hoist. And y'all, it's for daddies and those that like daddies. Big Fatty, what about Granny? Is it Grandpa Days too? Well, it be yes. Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, I'm sure there's some that like the infirmed and you know, those that are unable to the incontinent, infirmed and incontinent. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, does he have to wear the little swimmers when he goes into the swimming hole? Well, I hope he wears something. But y'all, we are over there for that. Chris was sending me testimoniums. Y'all, they're naming the happy hours over at the Capri Lounge, giving them some fancy names and all. They'll probably have a specialty cocktail. Yes, Big Fatty, it'll probably be geritol and juice. y'all, it's just a fun weekend. Chris had initially named the cement pond party heat stroke, and y'all, I'm afraid that's what's gonna happen. I told him, I said, well, since the DJ plays music from the 70s and the 80s, why don't we call it Disco Inferno? And he said, yes, we'll do it. And so, y'all, that's where that is. Y'all, as you may have guessed, I am recording this prior to my departure on Thursday. So y'all have a full recap of of everything that goes on, and we'll have a report on how overserved Granny and Durwood get. Oh, Big Fatty, you know they will. Y'all will have all of that for you on Monday. But before we get to today's little show, or the meat of today's Big Fatty, there's meat on today's little show. No, it's the kind of the Big Fatty, you were about to say the good stuff. No, and I would never say the good stuff. But anyway, the meat. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, you have seen the meat. Y'all, let's do this.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first is on Saturday. Y'all, I received a message from that Alex there last week, I guess. Saying, hey, Big Fatty, we're coming to Charleston on the 22th. Can we take you to lunch? I said, no, you cannot take me to lunch because I'll be at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. But y'all, Alex and Brandon are coming to Charleston because y'all, they're going to be celebrating the celebration of exiting the birth canal of the official pianist of the BFO. Y'all, that's none other than Alex. We do indeed. And then y'all, then on Sunday, it'd be a tough day on Sunday. But y'all, it's a day we're gonna celebrate nonetheless. Sunday would have been the celebration of exiting of the birth canal for our friend Jerry, who just recently passed away with the cancer. And I know it'll be a tough day for all of us, and especially for his husband Rick. You know, this is the part where it's you start the process of, well, this is the first this without Jerry. This is the first crema without Jerry. The first celebration of exiting the birth canal. You know, the first New Year's Eve. You know, and y'all, that's all part of the process of continuing on with our lives. But y'all, not forgetting Jerry at all, because y'all, if he hadn't been born, we never would have met him and gotten to love him. So y'all, if you see Alex AFF or Jerry, Big Fatty, they better not see Jerry on the Twitty or the Metaspace. Maybe he's on that. Maybe they have the spools up there in heaven. Well, maybe. Y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of vegetable-tarian cake. Yes, everybody!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck.
This just into the BFO quiz program music desks. Y'all, I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to shorten the music. Big Fatty.
F-A-T-T-Y.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
Yes, and y'all, I really did. I did have some breaking news. But y'all, and it has to do with the quiz programs, and y'all, I'm going to look at the CBS. Y'all, the Big Brother, you know, it's going to be on when the season starts on the 2nd. Of August. Well, you know, don't forget the 25th anniversarium special on the 26th, followed by the next Wednesday on the 2nd when it starts. But y'all, season 25 is coming up, and y'all, when CBS released its fall schedule, and Big Brother's going to start with its normal schedule. But will change in the fall. So when it kicks off, it's going to be on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights at 8 p.m. in the evening. When it kicks off, the series will start airing on Tuesdays at 8 and Thursdays at 8, both of which are fairly standard. Okay. Then, once the NFL season starts, it's going to be on Sunday nights too. Sunday nights at where is it? Oh yeah, that's the one. Tuesday and Thursday. Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock. But y'all. Y'all, NFL starts, y'all, it's going to be on Tuesdays at 8 p.m., Thursdays at 8 a.m., but y'all, on Sundays, it's going to be on at 10 p.m. And y'all, that's late. Yes, Big Fatty, very late. So I don't know if that's going to be when they evict somebody. I think they evict on Thursday night usually, I don't know. Anyway, check your local listings, as they say. But y'all, the other CBS has got a couple of other quiz programs. Y'all got a new one called Loteria Loca, and y'all, it's basically the description of it was Mexican bingo, so that's going to be on Monday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Y'all, the Buddy Games, I think I mentioned that before, that's going to start on Thursday night. It'll come between Big Brother and The Challenge. Y'all, you know, The Survivor and The Amazing Race are expanding to 90 minutes each. Those are going to be on Wednesday nights. And y'all, then there's one more quiz program, a new one, and it's called Raid the Cage. And y'all, evidently you earn time to run into this cage-looking thing and swipe prizes and get them out. And y'all, The Price is Right at night and Let's Make a Deal prime time. They will be the lead-in on Nights to the Raid the Cage, and y'all, they're going to become a regular part of the schedule. But y'all, do you watch The Ghost? Big Fatty's been recording it. Well, y'all, they're going to also be showing the UK version of Ghosts, two episodes from 9 o'clock to 9:30 and 9:30 to 10, right after repeats of the US version of Ghost at 8:30. So, y'all, that's kind of interesting. And that Yellowstone, yes, Big Fatty, that's where, I think that's that rock everybody pees on. No, it's going to be coming to CBS on Sunday nights before Big Brother. So, y'all, that's kind of interesting on the quiz program. We got some new ones coming up. So, be on the lookout, and I think the other networks are going to have different quiz programs also, but we'll wait and see. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
pants, two things. First of all, the other day after Gary had his surgery or whatever, he had posted something about something to the effect of he was able to go to the bathroom successfully or whatever, or sleep or something like that. I think it was sleep. And I said, did you poop the bed? But I don't think he got it. So we do that all the time at our house is like, so how'd you sleep? And I'll say like a baby. And then whoever's asking, mostly Sydney, will say, did you poop the bed? Because don't you say that? Am I crazy? Am I like, am I making stuff up again? But anyway, so I don't think Gary got it because he didn't respond or whatever. So anyway, Gary, that's what that was about. Also, I was listening to the Archer radio show and I am loving the new sidekick. So I think that W is going to give Poodle and McSassass a run for their money because he's hilarious. I love the teasing of the for the girlfriends or whatever because Paul is so cute when he tries to defend himself or whatever from his getting teased. So anyway, enjoying the retirees' presence on the other retirees' little show. So, all right. Woodhaven.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Miss Bacon, you are correct. Big Fatty does say, slept like a baby. And yes, Big Fatty, and that's usually when I say something like, yes, you need to wash those sheets, you fouled them. Yes, Big Fatty. Perhaps it's poop the bed is implied. Implied is, yes, Big Fatty, it gets right into the fibers of the sheets. It's just embedded in there. Yes, but yes, I do say that, and I don't know. Gary may poop the bed anyway, and you've insulted him greatly. But I think when he got out of the surgery, that he said he was finally able to pee. So I don't think it was Sissy, not Boom Boom. Fatty, Sissy and Boom Boom. But Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and I'm glad that. Bacon Bits is checking to make sure you're not pooping the bed. Y'all, it has gotten dark outside as I'm recording this. Y'all, evidently we've got the popcorn showers getting ready to move through. But y'all, one last thing. I went and checked the other networks to see what their fall lineups look like. And there was only one other new quiz program. Y'all, it's going to be on the Fox. And it's called Snake Oil, and it's hosted by that David Spade. And y'all, it sounds like it's a takeoff on the Shark Tank. So anyway, perhaps there'll be litigation involved. Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely weekend. I hope that Big Fatty does not have a heat stroke. And y'all be careful out there, because I know in some places, y'all, I think it said in Phoenix that at 4 a.m. in the morning, the reporter said on the Miss Gayle King show that it was 90 degrees. So y'all, it's setting record high low temperatures. So y'all, it's just not cooling down. Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids, Dr. Stone and the Turnip Head from over there at the Toque and Beanie. And Dr. Stone, what do you want to tell everybody about the BFO?
I've lost the enthusiasm about it. Big Fatty.
You're so over it.
Never again.
Oh, never again. Never truer words have been spoken when it comes to cruises anyway. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.